You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
With Vayehi. So now, one of the messages that the parasha has, that Aharon HaKohen went through a very, very unfortunate scenario, that he lost his two great sons, Nadav and Avihu, that at the grand opening of the Mishkan, they were punished. So now the Gemara brings about seven items, seven reasoning that they were punished. They were drunk. Yeah, they didn't have the proper clothing. They didn't do the proper netila, that is the hand and the feet at the same time. They were not married. And they stared at the glory of Hashem at the time of the giving the Torah, the Matan Torah. So now, here, we have seven different reasoning that why they were punished. So let's bring another matter that took place, that at the time that Moshe and Aaron, the father and the uncle, they were guiding Am Yisrael, they were walking behind them. Nadav and Abihu, they were walking behind their father and their uncle, the leader. And they said, when would it be that these two people will die and then will take their place? It's great, no?
It's hard to believe they thought this way.
Why? So that means they were in a level that they felt that they could handle Am Yisrael instead of their father and their uncle. Has a lot of self-confidence, no? No? Well, here, we have to realize that actually what they did to bring incense is not even commanded yet. It's not in the Torah. So now when they brought incense, so that means they had such a connection, they were able to know this halakha, this law. It's a great thing. Can you imagine that something that is not even commanded and is not available, they knew how to bring it? It's a great thing. So one matter that Gemara discusses, that we know that Ibn Shalom has a special attribute. It's called Erech HaPayim. You heard about this? He always put his teeth on his liver. Right, right, yeah. It's called Erech HaPayim. Erech means lengthen. He lengthened his anger. And we don't have that. We usually fire up, it's called. We are temperamental. You know, if something is not according to our will, so then we fire, like a missile. Missile is not nothing new. You know, it's always been there. We are like a portable missile. The missile of this, you know, the word that moves, you know, that's something against our will, you know. We have it, we don't need to buy it from Iran, Yimach Shemam Sikram, the Karob. We have it, we had it in our pocket. But Ibn Shalom is Erech HaPayim. So now they ask, how could it be? We understand they were drunk. Fine. You know, right away you punish him, and not only that, at the time that the greatest elevation of Am Yisrael, that Hashem is celebrating that his house was concluded. How can you do such a thing? Where's your Erech HaPayim? How can you don't wait? Maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, maybe the next week. Right then, And now you punish him.
Hashem waited since Matan Torah.
Fine. No, but this matter that they committed, all the less that they're being blamed, so that's the reasoning that we see they were punished. Waiting for me. What do you think?
They disrespect the glory of the Mishkan.
Yeah, we covered that, yeah. There's no doubt. Why Hashem did not prolong his anger, but postpone it, why he punished them? Yes. Yeah, I understand. You know, disrespected, fine.
Moshe was the rab of them and the teacher, and no student can speak in front of his
rab. No, they spoke behind their back. No, it's not that they disagreed. They were just mumbling with one another. They even didn't hear them. No, that's one thing, yes. And that's what the question is. Fine. Do you ask permission and so on? Fine. You know, if somebody doesn't do Netilat Yadayim, we don't punish him right away. Or he's not decreed to death. There's no such a thing. Like a Kohen, even though that doesn't do Netilat Yadayim, and like let's say his clothing is not proper, it says Chayab Mitab Bide Shamayim. What does it mean? It could be 5 years, 10 years, another 20 years, but not right away. You know, you send fire and then zap and get rid of him. It's very harsh, no? It's very, very mighty. Yeah.
So the holiest
tradition. Fine. Yeah, it's a brand new, you know, it's a grand opening, nothing happened yet. So now we have a Gemara, very, very interesting Gemara. It says, Mi el kamoha nosei avon v'over al pesha. This explains that how Ribono Shel Olam that doesn't have Xerox. Not like this is the publication, they say no, there's no copyright. So that means you cannot copy it. So here the Gemara says, we cannot find copy for Ribono Shel Olam. There's a copy for it. You know about this? Yeah, you know? No, I didn't know. I found out today. I didn't know. Well, you know, obviously we do things that is not really related to Ribono Shel Olam, so that means we love that thing better than Hashem. Like let's say, for example, do you like sleeping more or being with Hashem?
Sleeping.
It goes with that thing. Do you like eating more or being with Hashem?
Eating.
Do you like to talk more or being with Hashem? Talk more.
If we are sleeping, we are not with Hashem?
No.
Why not?
It's called sleeping. Sleeping means 60 after death. Sleeping means 60 after death. Dead people is not there, not with Hashem. No, we just found that. No, that's, we have, you know, illusion, you know, people say, no, we, you know, like, you know, on Sundays, people preach on Sundays, only on Sundays. It doesn't mean they mean it, you know, they preach. You know, many times we preach, doesn't mean. So now here, you ask us, Mir Kamohan, Nose Avon, Vo'er, and Pesha. So Ribbono Shel Olam has an attribute that has a very, very, very great discount that it deletes our wrongdoing. Over our pesha, that means even like the committed wrongdoing that wanted to make Hashem angry. So Gemara says, what's the remedy? How can you delete not only intentional, even you wanted to make Hashem angry, but there's a prescription that Hashem can delete it. Sigmar says, if you put yourself like a shiraim, you know what shiraim means? Leftover. You know, now, you know, in Admorim, thousands of students, they're waiting when Admor finishes his food and the leftover, thousands of students, they jump to grab the leftover. The shiraim. Never heard about the shiraim? Yes? That means the Admor had his food, the leftover, even it's more holy than the food itself. So Gemara says, you know how the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to delete all your wrongdoing? If you put yourself like a leftover. What have you in plate that you didn't use, you didn't eat? What are you going to do with it?
Throw it
in the trash. So Gemara says, if you feel like a leftover that they're going to throw you in the trash, so Hashem will delete on your avonot.
Hashem will delete
your avonot. Yeah, all your avonot. Mi kamocha nusavon v'oral pesha. That all your avonot will be deleted.
Why? Because of embarrassment?
Because you felt nothing. You felt you didn't give yourself any importance.
Only one
said that was
Moshe Rabbeinu, because of
Gaava
they
done. Sir,
only one
that
said that was Moshe Rabbeinu. We never had anybody else say that.
No, today is not Sheva Ba'adav. We're not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking about us. Us.
The sons of Aaron, they
took Gaava. So now, so now here, so the concept here is that when you be willing that to feel like a shiraim, a leftover, so then Hashem will consider that your avonot will be deleted. That means like a traffic school. You did something wrong, you went to traffic school. The traffic school is to feel like a leftover. So all the record will be clean. Like, you know, people, you know, they charge and do this, and then they have now that they don't have a good credit, and there are people that clean your credit. Is it easy to be like a shiraim?
No.
Huh? Like a leftover. Is it easy?
No.
Impossible! What is no? Who said no? Who said no? It's impossible. Why? Because our tendency here is we are jumpy people. What do you mean? Shiraim? Leftover? I mean, what is this expensive steak they call it? Filemon steak? Filaminan steak? What do you mean? Leftover? Leftover? What are you talking about? You know what happens to the leftover? What happens to it? Kala Kadosh, here, the point is that Yom HaKippurim, a Gabbai announces, he says, that whoever, that we read the chapter of Aharimot, whoever that cries for the death of Nadav Avihu, mechaperin al kol avonotav. Zohar HaKadosh, so who is that Yom HaKippurim will cry on that moment for the death and punishment of Datan Va'aviram, will avonot his Nadav Avihu, all his avonot will be deleted. But here, the point matter here is, if they have such a great high level, Why Hashem didn't consider that to postpone their punish. So Gemara says they were mechusar me'il. They didn't have the gown.
They didn't have what?
The gown. The gown, the blue gown, they didn't have. Gemara says, what do you mean? They went to Kodesh Kodeshim. If they go into Kodesh Kodeshim, they obligated to have the me'il. And they knew they have to wear the me'il. So what do you mean? They were mechusar me'il. So Gemara says, no. They had the me'il, but they didn't have the awareness of the me'il. Why the Kohen Gadol would wear the me'il? Because he had the bells. So the bells, the purpose was that before he goes in, he has to show respect to go in. So now, they, because they had such a Heidi mentality that they felt that they can take over instead of their father and their uncle, so then there is no Erech HaPayim. So that means anytime that one has such a artificial boost that he feels he can do anything he wants, he can move any way he likes, he can take action any way he wants, so then he misses out that Hashem will have pity on him and maybe give him a chance to postpone the punishment. So that means, even though that Hashem has such an attribute to be El Hapaim, but still, that only applies when you feel like a shiraim, like a leftover. But if you feel like a steak, was it Fulomunian? Yeah, whatever it is. So then you cannot be honored to be given a chance maybe to correct yourself. In the time of Yirmiyah, Navi Alav Shalom, there was a Navi Sheker, is a false prophet. His name was Hananiah ben Uzu. He was, you know, giving wrong message to people that they felt he's, you know, he's somebody, something, but he was in Olam HaParut. Something like that, yeah. So Yerah Navi tells him, you know, if you don't fix yourself, this coming Rosh Hashanah, Er Rosh Hashanah, you're going to die. So if you don't fix yourself, that's it. This is the last chance. Rosh Hashanah get close and he feels you're not feeling well. Er Rosh Hashanah, he feels, you know, his neshama, the malach hamavet is over his head. So he tells his kids, if I will die today, don't bury me today. Bury me after Rosh Hashanah. So whatever Yirmiyah Navi said, that would not be accurate. Eizel Rasha. Let me add a time that you see here. What Yirmiyah Navi said is going to come true. But even in that moment, you're not willing to be amiti. You know what it is? Even you see what's going to happen to you. And that's the story of us. That when you see, you feel, you know you're doing something wrong. It's not that how you go through life. Change yourself. Wake up. Doesn't happen. Why? Because to regret is not an easy thing. Why? Because when you realize all your life you have been tricking people, you're not amiti, you're not truthful, and then to be able to admit It's not an easy thing. Why? That means past 30, 40, 50 years, did you know, terrible thing. So what are you going to do? You're going to just continue whatever that wrongdoing that you were involved with. Why? Because you're afraid to admit, you know.
That you made a mistake.
I have to shape up. And that's what the whole story here is. The Kala Kadosh, the only way that we can be merited, we can be honored, that Ribono Shel Olam to give us a chance, to give us an opportunity, maybe, you know, I'll be able to fix things. And that's only that I realize, you know what? I don't have so much chance. So like the leftover, you threw it away. So that means how much time you have to be able to fix things. But if you're stubborn and you're self-centered, so obviously you say, no, everything's okay. I'm not doing anything wrong. You know, everybody's wrong. You know, I know what I'm doing. Don't tell me what to do. Why are you telling me what to do? So then, obviously, this is not the story. And what happened to Nadab and Abihu? It concerns us too. So that means you have to realize that no matter what level we are, you could fall in the trap. Why? Because you feel, I know what I'm doing. And it's not true at all. Nobody, in no matter, in no circumstances, he can be sure that it's okay to do whatever he does. You need somebody on top of your head. And you need somebody to guide you. Everybody needs to be guided. And if you don't have that, you could commit any type of wrongdoing that you can imagine. To be able to be like a Shiraim. Shiraim of the Admorim, Bezat Hashem, and it's going to be Yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.